about Chris Johnson. Yeah, you just brought it
up. You know, obviously, you know, our player personnel department has seen him more than we have. I know Alex Jensen had a chance to cross paths with him in the D League, and you know, one of the most important things is, again, he's just a guy that we feel can acclimate himself quickly, give us some necessary shooting and defense, which I think is probably the premium for us on the wing position right now, and being healthy.
Coach, what do you expect from Dante over the next few games, looking at some elite point guards?
I don't think his game needs to change based on who he's playing. You know, I mean, I think some of the things the ways he needs to approach different matchups, of course, because they're different players. But I want the same thing from him. I want him to push the ball up the court offensively. I want him to defend the ball, you know, and I want him to take open shots. So it's pretty simple. But you know, we got to do it. He's got to get back on defense, and that's what we need from that position. Whether it's Trey, at a minimum, if we're not getting that, we're not going to be competitive.
When a team runs like the Clippers, how do you try to control that?
Well, they run in a unique way because they have multiple ball handlers, and they have probably the best corner three-point shooter in the game in Redick. Barnes can also run and attack the rim. You know, they are able to create in transition and pick and roll, where the pick and roll a lot of times is in the middle of the floor. And like I said, you know, Griffin can push it, or he can, you know, he can run to the rim and they throw it up and play like a lob game. So there's a lot of things they do that make their break unique.
Obviously, you have tough stretches over the course of the season, but this next five especially, you know, you talk about the tough stretch coming up.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that. I think that, you know, these are teams that we're familiar with. I'm not sure that how much that helps us, because they're some of the best teams in the league. And they're playing well, and at a point where everybody going into All-Star break, you know, wants to get on a roll and get some momentum. So, you know, I think, like I said, we've gotten better since the last time we played these guys. We haven't been able to beat them, but I think we've played pretty well. And, you know, you just keep trying to play well and be in the game, and, you know, anything can happen.
I mean, with Dante's size and Gordon and Joe, do you have more options, I guess, in terms of how you might, you know, guard? I mean, between Paul and Redick and Barnes?
We had that, you know, I think those lineups, we got matched that way a number of times last game, too. You know, we had Rodney last game as well. We had even more length. It's hard, you know. However you match with Chris Paul, I don't know that it really matters that much to him. He's so good at just taking advantage of what you give him. And I don't, you know, I don't know who you put on Jamal Crawford. I'd like to put Jamal Crawford on Jamal Crawford. But he's so good at getting a shot. I just think you have to try to make it hard. So those three guys are all so different, you know, Barnes and Redick and Crawford, in what they do, that I think you have to really be aware of who you're guarding as much as anything.
Something about Seattle guys, huh?
Yeah, right? I don't have a 206 tattoo.
No.
There you go. All right?
Thanks,
guys.